Ask the architect, Rory Bergin. Rory Bergin, a regular contributor to ADF, is an architect and off-site specialist who set up and runs the Sustainable Futures team at HDA Design. He leads a specialist team of architects and engineers analyzing building performance, and has overseen the sustainability aspects of many of the practice's key schemes. Here he explains what continues to drive him. What made you want to become an architect?
I always liked making things and enjoyed doing practical things, carpentry and Airfix models, for example.
Architecture seemed to be the career path that offered me a nice mixture of the practical and the abstract. What do you like about it most?
As an architect, it's possible to make a difference and to change people's lives for the better. I think we try to imagine people living the best kind of life and the kind of places that would enable them to do that.
What is the hardest part of your job?
It's complex, and becoming more so. In some ways, having ideas is the easiest part. Actually getting buildings delivered the way they were designed is hard, and getting harder. But architects are good at dealing with constraints, so we always figure a way through the problem.
How have you adjusted to new ways of working since the pandemic?
I have teenage children, so the pandemic offered us a time to reconnect. I now know more about gaming than I thought I needed to, but perhaps they also know more about my job than they did before, so perhaps that is a positive.
The world of work is not as remote from home as it used to be. What is your proudest achievement professionally?
Getting a book published last year on our work in prefabricated housing. It took a lot of work and effort, but once it's out there, it's not going to go away.
What's your biggest current challenge?
Brexit seems to have pushed a lot of European graduates away from coming here to study and work, and that is making it hard to recruit young sustainability graduates. Hopefully the universities will step up and expand the number of courses, but so far this is not a career that seems to attract enough UK-based people.
What single technology, procurement or material innovation would most benefit the move to off-site construction?
I am looking forward to manufacturers using smarter tools to cut down the amount of material used in structures. Most columns contain a lot of redundant material, and we can't afford to keep on using more material than necessary.
What's your current favorite sustainable material for buildings?
Ideally, we would be using more cross-laminated timber in construction in the UK, but currently we don't have a factory to produce it here, so we need to import it, and our legislation on combustible materials is preventing many perfectly suitable projects being built with it.
What's your big short-term goal?
To get my house to low or zero carbon. It's a typical Victorian terrace, so it's a nightmare to upgrade while living in it, but I have plans.
What's the best building project you've been involved in?
The design and realization of Hannam Hall is pretty high up the list, a lovely low-carbon neighborhood surrounded by a lovely landscape in Bristol. Perhaps I'll retire there one day.
Is architecture sometimes more about being a good diplomat than being a great designer?
Definitely. Particularly when trying to persuade people to make more sustainable decisions.
It's no use getting angry with people and being negative, you have to present the choices as positive ones and always talk about the benefits.
Rory Bergin is partner, Sustainable Futures at HDA Design.